Our congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 91, the stanzas 2, 3, 4, and 5. The righteous cry, Jehovah hears, and rescues them from all their fears. The Lord draws nigh to broken hearts, to contrite spirits help imparts, and what follows. Psalter 91, the stanzas 2 through 5. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 19, the verses 23 through 38. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, Article number 16. Genesis 19, beginning with verse 23. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah a brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with their father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, behold, I lay yesterday night with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi. The same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. From the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine, of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, Article number 16. But as man by the fall did not cease to be a creature, endowed with understanding and will, and nor did sin, which pervaded the whole race of mankind, deprive him of the human nature. but brought upon him depravity and spiritual death. So also this grace of regeneration does not treat men as senseless blocks, stocks and blocks, and nor takes away their will and its properties, and neither does violence thereto, but spiritually quickens, heals, corrects, and at the same time sweetly and powerfully bends it, that where carnal rebellion and resistance formerly prevailed, a ready and sincere spiritual obedience begins to reign, in which the true and spiritual restoration and freedom of our will consist. Wherefore, unless the admirable author of every good work wrought in us, a man could have no hope of recovering from his fall by his own free will, by the abuse of which, in a state of innocence, he plunged himself into ruin. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Eternal, almighty, most righteous, most merciful God, the Father, the fountain of all mercies, then thou granteth unto us and our children that on this beautiful second Lord's Day of this newly begun year, that we and our children may place ourselves under thy word and thy eternal testimony. It is already the 10th day of this newly begun year that has already run its course a portion, and then we may still be above the earth. Ah, Lord, may we be given to see all thy goodness, thy long suffering, and that thou maketh a difference where there is no difference. In the past week, then different families have stood on the cemetery to bury a father, a mother, a parent, grandparent, great-grandparent, brother and sister, and further family members. For them it has become eternity, and their lot is forever cast. Oh, do remember and uphold all the mourning ones, and, O Lord, teach us to die. May we be given to count our days and so apply our hearts unto wisdom, by nature that wisdom is not there. We have lost thy image in paradise, and, O Lord, now by nature, then we live upon this earth as if this is our eternity. Then everyone else can die, but not I. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to sanctify all the callings. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones amongst us, the widowers, the widows, the orphans, those that have brought children to the grave, and other dear ones, to continue to remember and uphold them, and that out of that mourning may an other mourning be born, and that is a mourning for our sin, a missing of thee, ah, Lord. We have heard from the writings of our forefathers concerning our will by nature, that will has become stubborn and rebellious, But now by grace then thou wert given to sweetly bend that will, and that in beginning that thou may have a people that may will what thou willest, to hate what thou hatest, and to love what thou lovest. Ah, Lord, may we humbly ask thee that thou may richly dwell amongst us, be in thy house, be in the dwellings, and on this second Sabbath day, may thou be a wonder-doing God for us and our children, and that matters may take place in this day, that shall have value for time and for eternity. Wilt thou bless what was heard in this morning, and wilt thou bless thy word in this afternoon hour, ah, Lord. May sinners in this very hour, may they be given to see the great danger that they are in their natural state, and only one step between us and death. Wilt thou work lovingly, and then they shall be given to seek thee, and then they shall be given to desire and to long after thee, the living God. Then they shall begin to cry because of their sins and of that missing. Ah, Lord, work those blessed things in the hearts of us and our children, that under thy solemn judgment of the virus and accompanied by thy holy word, that it may be seen in the congregation, in the family circles, that thou art doing a great work amongst us, ah, Lord, thou knowest, that if thou doth not work even under thy most solemn speaking, that we continue from day to day and from week to week till death shall overtake us. And thou wast taught thy church that thy kingdom may come. Thou wast written in thy word that thou wast no desire in the death of the wicked, but therein that they may turn, that they may be given to turn unto thee, the living God, ah, Lord. Magnify then thy grace in the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou remember thy people, a people that has been led out of the city of destruction, that has come in the plain. Wilt thou lead them further, that they may be led to Mount Calvary with the burden of their sin, that by an eye of faith they may be given to behold the Son of God crucified, who has cried out, "It is finished." May it be a good day, may it be a good year for thy children. Lord, wilt thou remember us as a congregation, difficult circumstances, the numbers are limited. May that truly become a burden, an unbearable burden. May it become our guilt. May we be given to cry unto thee. May not our greatest concern be the virus, but may it be our sin. Lord, bless the means of grace in the church, in the home, in the school. Also in this week, when the school hopes to commence, when they may be physically together, then we remember the bus drivers over the unsafe roads. Wilt thou remember them mile after mile? Remember the administration, the principals. Remember the teachers, the staff, all those that may labor in the school. Wilt thou add a blessing to thy holy word? That is the purpose of our school. May that be bound upon our heart. Wilt thou help fathers and mothers in the home with the instruction of their children? Wilt thou bless the labors in the church? Lord, remember the manifold needs amongst us, And then we remember the sick and the afflicted. A mother was privileged to come home from the hospital to father's remain. Thou knowest that their bodily concerns, that they are great. Then we commend them unto thee. We humbly ask thee, and may it please thee that the means may be blessed, and above all that the callings may be sanctified. Wilt thou remember their loved ones? Lord, remember all the sick and all the afflicted. Remember Bethesda and the staff. Remember their residents. Oh, empty places have come amongst them. And may those empty places be used in thy hand by thy Spirit, that thou may do a great work amongst them, in the hearts of the residents and in the heart of the staff, that it may be heard thy wonderful works, that the Lord has done great things concerning the saving of souls, whereof we are glad. Wilt thou remember the residents, those that stand in need of healing and strengthening, then we commend them all unto thee. Lord, we remember our handicapped ones. Wilt thou continue to remember them for body and for their soul? With their difficulties, wilt thou encourage them? May their eyes be upon thee. Remember all those that may lovingly care for them. Wilt thou remember the crosses, the burdens? Remember the family circles. May it be in this year that love may abound. And now, Lord, in this afternoon hour, then thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee. Oh, thy word, then it is a closed book, then it is thy work to open it. And when thou openeth, no man can shut it. And when thou shutteth, no man can open it. And may there be many Aarons and Hurs amongst us. And may there have come souls up in this afternoon with a cry and with a sigh, that they may receive a little food for their soul. Oh, a little encouragement, a little comfort, a rebuke when it is necessary, for thy church the worst is when it remains silent to that end. Be then a surprising God, and may it please thee to go from bench to bench, from chair to chair, from dwelling to dwelling, from heart to heart. Do then a great work amongst us, Lord. Then by renewal we must tell thee that we have nothing to plead upon. Then our sins, they are great and they are manifold. Already in this newly begun year, more than 9.5 days. And then we are transgressors from the womb. May that become our burden and our sorrow. May room be made in all of our hearts, because, Lord, it is a blessing that not one can miss. It is such a solemn thought when one shall go lost for that never-ending eternity, and there are still so many. Ah, Lord, be then merciful unto us and our children. That is our only hope, and that is our only expectation. May that expectation, may it be in life, and give us not over to discouragement, but may our eyes be upon the King of the Church, who sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence that he gathers his church, but that he also preserves and defends his church. Lord, grant then a good hour together, and may the outgoing be for thy honor and for thy glory and for the coming of thy kingdom. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. as Psalter 34, the stanzas 4 through 7. He came, the earth's foundations quake, the hills are shaken from their place, a thick smoke and fire devouring break, in anger dread before his face, and what follows, Psalter 34, the stanzas 4 through 7. In this afternoon hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture we have read together, Genesis 19, at the verses 23 through 38, and we shall read the verses 24 and 25. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah a brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. Our text words speak of Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed by fire and brimstone. With three thoughts in the first place, the Lord's fearful wrath. In the second place, the Lord remembering Abraham. And in the third place, the Lord's testimony of Lot in the mountain. Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed by fire and brimstone. The Lord's fearful wrath. The Lord remembering Abraham. And thirdly, the Lord's testimony of Lot in the mountain. Beloved congregation, we have already heard much concerning the city Sodom. Then we have spoken of different people. And then it is always good in church also for our boys and girls that we try to identify, that we do not place ourselves at a distance, and that we say we are NRC, we are under the truth, but then it is good to examine each and every one of our hearts how it is, how quickly our time goes by. Already the 10th of January. We cannot stop the clock. We cannot slow. Of course, we can stop a clock, but we cannot stop the time. You sometimes, boys and girls, look at the clock and watch the second hand go around, and that you think each second that is past. We can never do it over again. And each second that is a second closer to the end upon this world, each second, each minute, each hour, each day, each week. We are nearly 10 days since the beginning of the year, 10 days closer for each, none excluded, closer to our end, to that never-ending eternity. Verse 24 that begins with then. Much has already transpired. We have heard that the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, there are five mentioned in the Bible, because in Genesis 14, verse 2, then we read of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboam, and Bela, which is Zoar. So there were five cities. Zoar was spared, and we read the same cities, four of them, in Deuteronomy 29, verse 23, Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboam, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and his wrath. Those cities, they were very wicked cities. And there has come a time, oh, it is true, the long suffering of the Lord has been very great over them. The Lord has done wonderful things when those cities, when they were conquered and many taken captive by Chedorlaomer, then the Lord has sent Abram to rescue them. Then the king of Sodom has even met Melchizedek, but there was no turning from their evil ways. And then already at the beginning of this chapter, then we have heard that the Lord has sent two angels, not to warn them, not to call them to repent, for Sodom and Gomorrah, although they were still upon this earth, the day of grace for them was over. Then the Lord has sent those angels only that Lot and his family may be rescued. Thus the great privilege of Lot and his family, how privileged we are, that we may still have the truth, that we may hear law and gospel, that the Lord still calls, that the Lord still invites. Oh, that it may be told unto us that there is a way to escape that well-deserved wrath, that the Father has so loved the world that he has sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thus in that respect, congregation, then we are greatly privileged above Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord Jesus Christ, he has spoken those solemn words in Matthew 11, the verses 20 through 24, that if those wonders that had been done in Capernaum, if they had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, it would still stand unto this day. And congregation, then we are like that Capernaum, and not so many people, more than we know of, but the truth has fallen much in the streets, then we may be a privileged people above most of the people upon the earth. And I read in Luke 12, verse 48, unto whom much is given, much shall be required. Oh, the angels have come to a Lot and his family that the city would be destroyed. Oh, young and old, must we still say that we resemble those future son-in-laws that they did not believe the message? They could not believe that the city would be destroyed, and so they have remained in that city. What an awful place to be under the proclamation of the judgments of the Lord. O congregation, may we be given to beg fervently that the Lord may show mercy and that he may magnify his grace. Oh, we have heard out of the canons of Dort, based upon God's holy word, of that will. Oh, that by nature that it wills not what God wills, but that by his grace, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that he sweetly bends it, and that is such a sweet and such a precious work. And when that takes place, then God's word becomes true, then we believe that we must die because of our sins. And then we are given to beg whether there may yet be a way that we may be delivered. Oh, then we have also heard of a Lot that he has lingered by the great mercy of the Lord. Oh, are there still lingering souls in my midst? A conscience, convictions, times of deep convictions with an impression of what you need, but that you are still lingering. Oh, may the Lord lead you out. Then we have heard that the angels, that they have taken a lot, the daughters, his wife, by the hand. Oh, young people, may you be given to appreciate the hand of those in authority. May you be given to see the blessing of a firm hand, that they do not let you go. Oh, a loving hand that is seeking for your best. How many young people there are upon the face of the earth that they wish that they had the loving and firm hand of a father and a mother that may instruct them in the biblical truths. Oh, then we have heard that a Lot and his wife, the daughters, that they were led out, that they have come in the plain. Then we have been led out of the past year. We may enter a new year. But now to learn, the Lord has a people upon the earth that knows what it is to be led out of the city of destruction. That is led out by that loving, by that merciful hand. Then they are given to escape for their life's sake. Oh, has that taken place in our life? Because when the Lord works, then it is such a powerful, but also such a loving work. And then it shall become different. But now the Lord has a people that have come in the plain, but they have not come to Mount Calvary. May it please the Lord in this year to grant those further leadings. Then we have heard, are there a few souls that have trouble with that wife of Lot? Oh, if you do not deceive yourself that you believe that you have been let out, but now in the plain it has become so quiet. And then when that flesh, when it arises, and the desires for the world, oh, then it is written in Luke 17, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. And now we read in our text, then thus much has taken place. There have been people in Sodom that have seen those two angels in the form of men, that have led Lot, his wife, and those two daughters out. Must have made some impression, because they have seen that Lot was different than the rest of the inhabitants. And now Lot, his wife, and daughters were leaving that city. Have they become afraid? Have they become fearful? Nevertheless, they have remained in Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, they have abused the long-suffering of the Lord. And that long-suffering was great, with their many sins, also with the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. Then the Lord has spared them for many years. But the long-suffering of the Lord shall come to an end. How is it with us, congregation? How do we live with that long-suffering of the Lord? Because when we have a little impression of our sinnership, when we have stood at the foot of Mount Sinai and have heard the Ten Commandments and our manifold sins, then is the long-suffering of the Lord, is that not great? And is it not patient? The Lord has said in paradise, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Does that mean that each and every one of us is lying under the sentence of death, under the demand of the justice of God, and now the execution has not come. And how do we not now use that long suffering? Oh, have we told the Lord, "Ach, Lord, thy long suffering is so great. Thou art so patient. I may come out of the old year. I may begin a brand new year. Ah, Lord, may it now be the long suffering." That is what Paul has stated to the Romans in Romans 2 verse 4, "Or despisest thou the riches of his long suffering and forbearance, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth to repentance." Ah, may the long suffering, may it bring us on that place. And not only for the first time, Lord, as a people upon the earth, that there may be times that they may be given to be wonder his great patience and long suffering, a people that has experienced wonderful things and that are still such a wayward people. And now for Sodom and Gomorrah, then the end would come. Destruction, the Lord has sent. It is written in such a few words what has taken place with those cities. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord, capital letters, out of heaven. A brimstone, that is a mineral, crystallic form, likely sulfur, very inflammable. And now the Lord has rained fire and brimstone from heaven. And we read in a former chapter that in the ground there was much tar, thus everything was soon on fire. We read in a former verse, in verse 23, the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Thus for the soul cities in the early morning, it was a day like other days. The sun was risen. It seemed to be a beautiful day for those future husbands of the daughters of Lot. How well they have slept. A lot is left. Undoubtedly, they were given to think. Maybe a sleepless hour. It's not written in God's word. But it was the last time that they went to their bed. How was it with us, congregation? Because God's word comes to us every day. The one thing needful. Oh, how privileged we are that the message may still come, a way of deliverance. Oh, it is true. We have fallen so deeply, unable and unwilling. Then maybe there are in my midst that say, "What must we now do?" Oh, cry then unto the Lord and ask the Lord to take us by heart and by hand to work in our hearts, and that our will may be sweetly bent toward the Lord, toward his word, toward his institutions, and that there may be room made in our hearts for the dear Son of God. What it must have been that morning. Fathers have bid their wives farewell, kissed each other for the last time. The mothers in the house with the children, maybe having breakfast, you can multiply it out. It was a day just like other days. It seemed to be a beautiful day. Solomon has said in Proverbs 27, verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day shall bring forth. When we arise in the morning, we may not boast of even that day, because it is all hidden for us what shall all take place. Oh, for that people of Sodom and Gomorrah, a beautiful day, and suddenly the details are not written in God's word. When the Lord has rained brimstone from heaven, perhaps it has become dark, and then suddenly, unexpectedly, then the Lord has rained fire from heaven. That term, brimstone and fire, we read three times in the book of Revelation when it speaks of the lake of fire and brimstone. Cannot even imagine what that was. When there was fire all round about, when fathers, they have attempted to reach their dear family, impossible. Mothers with their little children, maybe mothers have tried to put their babies under their coat, but it was all fire. Their clothes were on fire. The streets, the houses, how they must have screamed, how they must have asked for help, but there was no help. It was too late. Then fathers and mothers, boys and girls, little children, they were all burnt up. And fathers and mothers, they could not help their children. The awful wrath of the Lord, He has poured out fire and brimstone upon those cities. 'Tis believed, not positive, but the general thought is that Sodom and Gomorrah, that is now part of the Dead Sea, that the earth with the tar, with the oil, is also burnt, and to that end it has come lower, and that it was covered with the water. What an awful morning for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. What it must have been for those two future son-in-laws when the fire has come. Oh, what has come back. What Lot has said to those boys, oh boys, our city shall be destroyed. We must escape. There is still a possibility, but those boys never thought it would be possible. But now those boys, they had to experience what they would not believe. It was too late. They have not listened. What an instruction. May the Lord use it. May the Lord pour out His Holy Spirit in a rich measure upon us and our children, that we may be given to see our danger, that we may be given to cry unto the Lord, that we may be given to flee to the city of refuge. That place may be made in our hearts for that only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come to save the chiefest of sinners, for people that have abused the long-suffering of the Lord, for a people that have not hearkened But when the Lord speaks by His Spirit, then He speaks with power divine. How awful it was for the people of Sodom to be burnt up alive. Maybe boys and girls, maybe you've seen a big fire, or at least pictures, a fire of a house, and how terrible it is in a house fire if there are people in that house that cannot escape. Maybe a picture of a barn with animals that cannot escape. Forest fires that you have thought how terrible it must be to be burnt up alive. And now for that people in Sodom, with their souls, they went from one fire to the next. They were sent to hell, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, a lake that burneth with fire and with brimstone. And on the great day of judgment, then we shall also be given to behold that people of Sodom and Gomorrah, their bodies have been burnt up. We live in a time society has departed so far from God's word that many, they desire to have their bodies burnt when they die, undoubtedly with a secret hope that they can never be resurrected. But the Lord, who has created the heavens and the earth out of nothing, He is able to gather the dust, the ashes, and that we shall arise with the same body, then congregation, then we shall also see that people of Sodom, those two boys that have not hearkened. But may I ask you, shall we stand with them, or shall we stand on the other side, on the right side, as a sheep, by irresistible grace, the necessity for much prayer, unceasing prayer. The Lord also amongst us, and how many different ways He has spoken. The virus, the Lord has taken away, young and old. We may still be in the precious day of grace. It is such a solemn thing to be a human being. Oh, undoubtedly, congregation, when you think of those things, and I hope you think much of those things, and what is written in God's word, and to bring it before the Lord, and ask the Lord to do great things, but undoubtedly, then sometime the thought arises, when that reality may make an impression, was I but a bird or an animal? And we know it is wrong, because the Lord has created us in His image with a body and soul. But oh, we are still in the precious day of grace. The King, He is still gathering the church. And He gathers that church by word and by spirit. And He has promised that His word shall not return a void unto Him. All He has promised in Psalm 72, verse 5, that they shall fear Thee as long as the sun and the moon endure. All in our text words, then when the sun was risen, the Lord has rained brimstone and fire upon those cities, but the rising of the sun, what a preaching it is for us and our children, when we may see the moon shine in its beauty. That is the faithfulness of the Lord, that he upholds everything, and that for a purpose, that his church may be saved. Let us first sing. Psalter 234, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. O Lord, my God, my joyful heart will give thee praise forevermore. For rich in grace to me thou art, my soul from death thou didst restore. And what follows, 234, 1, 3, 4, and 5. as Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed by fire and brimstone. At the Lord's fearful wrath, and concerning these cities, we read in the New Testament, in 2 Peter 2 verse 6, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. And in Jude 7, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example of suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. And congregation, and now we live in a time, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah has always been around, or always, at least for many centuries. But in former days, there was still shame. But we live in a day that it is openly promoted. Our country has become a Sodom and Gomorrah. Woe unto such a country. Then we have many reasons to fear, but the Lord still reigneth, and he is gathering his church. May we be included among that number, because in this chapter, then by renewal, then we read of Abraham. That is our second thought. The Lord remembering Abraham. And then I am not asking in this afternoon whether there is a people that dare to compare themselves with Abram, but the Lord has a people upon the earth that may be given to experience the same matters that an Abram has experienced. He was led out of the Ur of the Chaldeans, was given to follow so willingly. The Lord has spoken, has experienced much. And then, boys and girls, then you can remember that in Genesis 18, that in Abram, given to say that he was dust and ashes, then he was given to plead for Sodom. And then he has begun with 50. And then finally he has asked, he has even said, Lord, be not angry with me, but if there may be 10. And then the Lord has left. Then Abram had no longer to pray. And then Abram has went on his way. How the thoughts of an Abram must have multiplied. The Lord has given liberty at the throne of grace. Oh, and Abram knew where a lot was living. What a grief that Lot has given to Abram when he has heard, oh, that choice that was already a painful thing for Abram, that a Lot did not say, Uncle, you are the oldest, you choose, and I shall take the other place. But that a Lot, with his wife and daughters, that he has ended up with Sodom, that an Abram has undoubtedly thought, is Lot now really a child of God? That he has backslidden so far, what a pain that must have caused. Oh, for an Abram, even if a Lot had chosen a barren portion and maybe not so rich, although with the blessing of the Lord, congregation, when we may have the blessing of the Lord in this year, then perhaps our portion in this world may be not so great. But if the Lord may provide for our daily bread, and we may see the hand of the Lord therein, I read in 1 Timothy 6, verse 6, that godliness with contentment is great gain. And then for an Abram, must have not been such an easy night. His thoughts must have multiplied. There would be 10 righteous. Then the city would be destroyed. But Abram did not know how many righteous beside Lot that there were in that city. But what has an Abram now done? And that is instruction, good instruction for us and our children. How often it is that we come on our knees, that we arise, or we may even ask ourselves, do we really expect the Lord to give what we have asked? How is that with us? When we ask the Lord for a new heart, do we expect that the Lord shall grant that new heart? And do we wait for it? And do we tell the Lord many times, Lord, I have now tried so many times to ask that I may receive a new heart from thee, and it actually seems that my heart is getting worse, harder, colder? Are there such people in my midst? Oh, may we continue to beg to learn that we have sinned it all away, that the Lord is not obliged, but he has said, call upon me in the day of trouble. But with our prayers, oh, are there still a few souls that are waiting for an answer upon your prayers, that you are given to believe that the Lord has given that prayer, granted freedom at the throne of grace, given to believe that the Lord has heard the prayers, but now an answer? Are there still waiting souls? And now for an Abram, good instruction. Then we read, and Abram got up early in the morning. Thus, oh, an Abram, perhaps a sleepless night, Sodom and Gomorrah, did not know whether there were 10 righteous, did not know how it would fare with Lot, did not know how it was with Sodom and Gomorrah. Then we read specifically, he read to the place where he stood before the Lord. What a blessing when it may be granted that there may be souls that may come to the places where they have poured out their heart, maybe a place where the Lord has spoken a word to their soul, and that are given to come to the same place. And that freedom of prayer and supplication must be given by each time by renewal, but to be given to lay it before the Lord and beg by renewal that you may receive that blessing. If we think of John 4, what an instruction and what a profit the church can derive when they may have that close prayer life and a close eye upon providence, Oh, maybe a soul then says, but it seems concerning my prayers that even the providence of the Lord is so contrary. It seems that the Lord is coming against me, that it can no more. What an instruction if we think of that nobleman with that sick servant that was ready to die. And then he has went to Jesus and laid the case before him. And then Jesus has said to that nobleman that it was as he desired, and he has returned home. And then when he came close to his dwelling, then those servants came to meet him, and that nobleman has specifically asked which hour that he was healed. It was the seventh hour, the same word that the Lord Jesus had spoken, that his servant would be healed. And then we read, and he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. What a sight that must have been for Abram when he saw those cities as a big furnace with the smoke ascending to heaven. The Lord has poured his wrath upon those cities. And shall the Lord now forget in Abram? Then we read specifically, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that he remembered Abram. How that has taken place, whether the angel has returned to Abram, whether the Lord has spoken audibly, whether the Lord has used in other means, do I not read in Psalm 25, verse 14, that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. We have heard in chapter 18, shall I hide from Abram the thing that I shall do? Our third thought, the Lord's testimony of Lot in the mountain. Let us remember, congregation, in this chapter, what has transpired in the life of Lot, his wife and two daughters, is the fruit of one choice. Undoubtedly, he has made other choices later on, but it has its beginning in one choice. That was the choice that Lot has made for the plains of Jordan, of Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you hear it, young people? When we are young, different choices are made. The importance of our choice, that they may be made according to this word, that they may be made prayerfully, asking the Lord to take us by heart and by hand. We would say, poor Lot. He has lost everything. Specifically mentioned that also the plains were burnt, his sheep, his goats, everything that Lot had, all he had on was his clothes. The Lord has shown mercy to him. We have heard it, that the Lord has given permission that he may flee to that little city of Zoar. It was because of Lot that that city was not destroyed. But then it is clear in our chapter that Lot did not remain in Zoar. Perhaps the smell was unbearable. Perhaps when he saw the wickedness that continued in that city, we do not read of repentance, that Lot was fearing that it would soon also be burned up. And then also Zoar was a place of his own request. It was not the place that the Lord had pointed to, that he must flee to the mountain. And to that end, in the latter part of this chapter, he went out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his daughters with him. A Lot was delivered from those wicked cities. I think it can be many times, congregation, that in our families, maybe fathers and mothers think, it would be nice that if we could go to a place where there were not so many people, all the wickedness of the time, that we could flee, that we could be more separated, live a more simple life, not so busy in the busyness of life. But what has a Lot experienced? A Lot has experienced that he was delivered from those wicked cities, but that he was not delivered from self. He has taken himself along. And so then we are given to see the world has many dangers. May the family circles have an impression that separation, that is the strength of the church. But when we are alone, seclusion, that can also have its dangers. Many times the devil comes to tempt us when we are alone, tells us that no one sees us. And of course, the devil does not tell us that the Lord sees us. And so we see in this chapter how honest God's word is, that Lot, his daughters, they have fallen into the great sin of incest. More usually comes from father, but here it has come from the daughters. May we and our children be kept. And then for those daughters of Lot, discouraged, disappointed, also had their dreams of being a bride, a mother, that they would be happy together, but those boys were destroyed. What a great danger that discouragement can be for us and our children. And so for those daughters, with that vehement longing that they may become a mother, some commentaries say that it is possible that also for those daughters of Lot, a desire to become the mother of the Messiah. And nevertheless, in the mountain, alone, secluded, escaped out of Sodom and Gomorrah, have left Zoar. And so those two daughters, they both received a boy. The one was called Moab, and the other Ammon. They were the father of the Moabites and of the Ammonites. Oh, then in this chapter, then we are given to see the great love of the Lord Jesus Christ when he was willing to assume our human nature. And then concerning his ancestors also, a daughter of Lot, Moab, because boys and girls, you know it, that out of the Moabites, Ruth was born, and she is married Boaz. We read their names, genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was willing to come upon this earth and to be born of such descendants that a church may be saved. Congregation, I read in Romans 15, verse 4, that the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. What an instruction. What a warnings in this chapter. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. The wife of Lot, she was led out, but she never came in Zoar. We may be led into the year 2021. What all shall take place? Serious times. I read in Matthew 24, verse 8, that Christ has spoken of the beginning of sorrows. May we be given to humbly beg the Lord for the work of grace in all our hearts. We all need the same thing. The world shall come to an end when we die. Then the world comes to an end for us. Christ shall come upon the clouds of heaven, and then the world shall be burnt up, young and old. Are we prepared? Oh, in this chapter, what an instruction then we read of an Abram, father of the faithful. The former chapter given to intercede, and in this chapter that the Lord has remembered Abram. Is that your desire? Is that your request? Has it become our prayer with the psalmist of Psalm 106, verse 4, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, is there a people in my midst that there are times that they are given to beg of a little token of his divine favor that the Lord knows of them? Oh, what a solemn warning for the people of God. Oh, Lot, at the end, he was delivered from self and from that flesh. Lot with the soul is in heaven, but as a fruit of one choice. What a darkness, what a misery he has brought upon himself and upon his family. These are the last words written of Lot by the inspiration in the scriptures concerning Lot. And to that end, young and old, remember Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember those two future son-in-laws. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot. But remember also Abram, where the grace of God has shone so brightly, so brilliantly. Ah, the grace of God was not because of Abram. No, we also read of different sins when Abram was given to confess, dust and ashes, but was through that promised seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come in the fullness of time. Oh, what a willing servant, that he was willing to take the death and hell, the agonies that fell upon him for his people, that his people may go free. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to crown thy holy word with thy blessing for the hearts of young and old. May we be given to examine where we are traveling to and where we stand, our condition and our state. Oh, by nature, then we are lost, then we are condemned, then we are cursed, then we are under thy wrath. But, O Lord, thou wast made a way that curse may be removed. Then by renewal in this afternoon, oh, then we humbly beg of thee, O Lord, bless thy word. Have respect unto thy covenant. Show mercy unto us and our children. May our will, may it sweetly be bent toward thee and toward thy institutions, toward thy word. Ah, Lord, may thou then grant a year that many may be placed upon that narrow path, and that thy children may be led further. Grant traveling mercies. Remember us in the furtherance of this day. Bring us under thy word once more in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 342, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Oh, let my supplicating cry by thee, my gracious Lord, be heard. Give wisdom and deliver me according to thy faithful word. And what follows, 342, 1, 3, and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.